How's it gone today?
Not bad.
Good. Good.
Can I talk?
Yes, now we can.
I've been watching videos most of the day.
Have you? Why?
This morning, this pop said I was watching a video and it was on evacuation.
Oh, was it?
It's really good, especially for schools.
Yes.
You know, why teach with chalk and talk? All you've got to do is put a video on.
Well, fancy
it's
that.
All there, you know. It's really good. And it's
what's
only
it all
half
about
an
Manchester
hour,
evacuees?
Half an hour, you know. Well, general evacuees, but it's all condensed, so you got a lot of information.
Yes.
Not like a drawn-out television programme, you know.
I like to have seen that.
People relating stories about how they... You know, people lived in these... They lived in slums, really. They quoted Lancashire.
Yes.
People lived in slums. And they went out into the country to these evacuated places, and they thought they were in absolute
heaven.
Says when they got there, a lot of these kids were dirty. They had head lice.
Oh yes.
He said they stunk. He said they were in a terrible state. He said the shoes were falling off their feet, and these people took them in, cleaned them up, put them in like a bloody sheep dip and all sorts. He said, and they all got an allowance from the government.
That's right.
For these kids, you see, and they got all new clothes, and then regard them as their own, you know.
Mm.
And said they loved it, thought they were in heaven.
Yeah, yes.
So this one, this kid went out having this bloody bath. Said, God, we've got to do this every day. I mean, probably a bath was something we've never seen before, you know.
Probably have one every year.
So this lady of the house said, right, it's bedtime now. So she had the 3-tier bedroom, and there were two sisters. And she says, you sleep in that bed, and you sleep in that bed. Two single beds in the room.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we can't do that. She says, why not? She says, well, we always sleep together, sister and me.
Yeah.
She says, why do you do that? She says, well, if I wake up in the night and my sister's not there, I'll think someone's taken her, or she'd run away, I'd be frightened. And the same applies the other way, so we always stick together.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't sleep in separate beds. She says, oh, we always sleep in separate beds here. We never have two in the bed. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, we're told we have five in the bed.
That's true enough.
That was bloody true as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was. By Jiminy, when they lived in Chorton, two down.
She says, then we got undressed. She says, and I got in bed in me vest and knickers. And the lady said, where's your pyjamas? She says, I haven't got any, and I don't know anybody else who has.
I bet it was an eye-opener for all these people.
Oh, it was very, very good, it was.
Oh,
you only can imagine living in these bloody back-to-back slums.
Oh.
And going to some like little farmhouse.
Oh yes. Oh, I know.
Nice lace curtains and open fields. It was in paradise.
Must have been.
Because they said, did it this way? I didn't know anything like that existed.
No.
I thought everywhere was like where I was.
That's right. Didn't know any.
Cobble streets and bloody backyard, you
That's
see.
That's right. And old smoky. Oh, I know. Well, there were some lads from Liverpool that was evacuated when we were evacuated. Oh God, they were filthy. I mean, not just filthy bodily, but they had filthy habits.
Mm.
They're terrible. In fact, I think they didn't last a week. They were sent back.
Yeah.
I'd like to have seen that.
What were you saying? About a million old people, blind people, sick people, kids.
Yes.
Were dispatched in about a day.
Yes.
24 hours.
It's incredible.
He said it was a tremendous achievement, you know, to get all these people. And of course then when the kids went home, didn't know where they were going, the parents didn't know. But they found a newfound freedom because all the kids had gone to the countryside.
That's it.
Mother and father on their own.
Yeah.
They're going out dancing and enjoying their own selves,
didn't
you
want
see.
Them back.
And then she was going out making money on munitions.
Yes.
So there's a big income coming and no kids to feed.
Yes, yeah.
And then, of course, this was all blown when the raid stopped for quite a long time. All these bloody kids came back.
Yes.
And they didn't really want them back at that
time.
Oh,
I know.
They were quite happy where they were, you see.
Mm. It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a really good video. And after that, another one then. About the First World War, you know. That was good too.
See, it just shows what kind of videos there are, really, for, you know.
Oh, there's got educational video on the thing, you know, when it comes on. That fellow who was narrating, you've seen him, he's done here a few times. He talks deliberately and rather slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know what I mean? Dark haired chap. He's got like a bit of a Yorkshire Northern accent.
I don't know what you mean.
And all his kids came together and they all went. You know, that's how he talked.
No, can't place who you mean.
That when it comes on again.
Yeah.
He's very slow and deliberate.
Yes.
But he's a good sort of narrator, you know.
Yeah.
Look all right, haven't they?
Do you know those were reduced from £31 to £14?
Were they?
Yes. Yeah. Could
buy that.
So I thought, well, and they're in a presentation box and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, you couldn't be bit for that. So while I was there...
You couldn't get less than that, could you?
Well, you know, when I looked round, Gordon, there was nothing, nothing less than that, really. And I thought, well, for an engagement present, just sort of two.
Yes, it's ideal.
It's ideal, and they like wine, so I thought it would be ideal. They had quite a lot of glassware on half price, or less, more than half price, really. Less than half price, I should say. So while I was there, I went to have a look at the microwaves for Carl.
Oh, yes.
And it was very helpful in Rackham's, it really was, and he knew his stuff as well. And he said, have you got one? So I said, yes. I explained why I was asking the questions, that it was for my son. And I said, but mine's just a microwave. And he said, the combination ones now, he said, are really, you know, what you need. So I said, well, I don't know much about the combination. So he said, well, they have a grill at the top. He said, so if you're cooking a chicken, instead of it coming out pale, the grill will come on and it will brown it.
Oh,
and but it's been cooked by the microwave, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it was a Panasonic one, this. What you do, if you were doing a jacketed potato, you would weigh the potato and then put in the weight, say it was 6 ounces, and all you do then is press jacketed potato. You don't have to put any time in, it automatically does it for the time.
I mean, that's what it is on the thing, jacketed potato on that.
Oh yes, yes. You know, it was very good. Now, how much is written it down? I've got some catalogues as well. And there was a shout, and you can buy now, which I didn't know, a microwave, which is a conventional oven as well, you know.
Oh,
so you can do away with it with your big ovens.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a grill in, so you can grill your steak and so forth, your microwave and a fan-assisted oven, all in one.
So what you need, like, is the top for your...
That's right, to stand it on.
Yes, but
the hob.
You need the hob, don't you?
Yes.
That's if you've got one of these built-in things.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. But so I went there and I got all the information there, and then I went into Dixon's, and I did what they did on the television. You know, started talking, and so I said, well, you know, do you have the? I noticed that there was no finance, you know, interest. So he said, oh no, that's only on the sharp and on washing machines. So I said, well, how about anything off for cash? So they said, no, if you can beat that price, we will pay you the difference. So I said, oh. So he said, but we're being refurbished in 4 weeks' time, and we've got to sell everything in the shop. Mm. And he said, you will then get it cheaper. He said, is your son desperate for it? So I said, no, he didn't get married for 6 weeks. So he said, tell him to come in about 4 weeks' time. He said, we'll be getting rid of everything.
Oh,
So, you know, but they hadn't got the selection that Rackham's had.
No.
You know, Rackham's had, you know, like the Panasonics and Hitachi and so forth. They were really good. And a good nosy round. Oh, it was cold.
It's bloody cold today.
And plus, I nearly got knocked.
It is.
I nearly got knocked.
You didn't. What did you do?
A bloody car came through on red. The green man was flashing, and we were crossing it, and it just made. I had to jump back onto the pavement.
Bloody hell.
A woman says, "My God!" And it came through on red, Gordon. You know where the McDonald's is on the corner?
Yeah.
There. It's crossing there. Couldn't believe it. Everybody sort of, you know, they were just absolutely staggered. It frightened me to death.
But it did.
I mean, the green man was flashing, so all lights were on red.
Yeah.
But came through. Anyhow. No, we are. Absolute idiots.
Get a hat then?
No, I had a look in Rackham's again. I saw a few white hats, but I tried a couple on. I thought one would have suited me, but it didn't. It didn't suit me at all. You know, so I didn't bother. I saw a pair of shoes. If my grey shoes don't go with this dress, I've seen a pair of shoes that I like. You know. Well, I'll have to have a lane with me about the hat, because I prefer somebody else with me, really, when I'm buying a hat. I'll have to wait and see. It was quite crowded, though. I was talking to this bloke in Rackham's, and I said, "Do you still have your late night on Thursday?" So they said yes. He said, "In fact, we're open every night now till 6 o'clock. He said, "We don't open in the morning till 9:30.
No.
He said, "Because we find people weren't coming in at 9 o'clock, you know.
Mm.
So we prefer to keep open till 6 o'clock at night." I thought, I bet the staff are not very pleased about that.
It's late, isn't it?
Of course, by the time you've cashed up and everything.
Got home.
You got home.
7:15, isn't it?
Of course it is.
7 o'clock, perhaps.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, what fun's it have?
No, I wouldn't either.
I really wouldn't.
All right, Gordon. Hello, Margaret. She is in. She's upstairs. Will you just turn the light out under the cheese, Gordon, please? She's upstairs somewhere. Susie? Hello, sweetheart. Come on. Come on, downstairs. Good girl. Good girl. Look, isn't she a madam? Here's your mum. Come on. There we are. Do you know when Gordon puts his coat on to go to take her now? You know, she goes up the stairs.
Very naughty, honestly.
Don't you? Go up the stairs.
Yeah, you're a
good
girl.
You're a little
softy. You don't get out tonight.
Oh, yes, poor Margaret. Freezing cold. It is, really.
Time to work out whether we'll get snow, because it looked like it was heading downwards on the lunchtime.
Yes, he says over the Pennines and Derbyshire have got it. You know, they were saying one road's closed. I thought, oh God, we could do without it. We're going away on Saturday afternoon, Margaret. Right. We're only going to Blackpool.
Oh, you're not going to
No, we're going to my cousin's. Yeah. We're going to an engagement party.
So
we'll be back on Sunday.
Back Sunday, right. Yeah. I'm around Saturday, so I can usually manage to get to.
Yes.
No trouble.
She probably will, Margaret.
Just you and Gordon going, or are the others
no,
going?
No, just Gordon and I, yes, you know, so...
Is it at the house, though, or at...
No, it's a hotel, isn't it, Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah, hotel, He's 40.
Yeah.
How old is Neil? About 45, Gordon?
Yeah.
47, you know, and he's never been married before. She has, but he hasn't, so... don't know what it'll be like.
Anyway,
stopping
at their house though?
No, we're stopping at my cousin's, you know, and then we'll come home at about Sunday dinner time. So, get our feet up there, watch the telly. Yeah.
Edward will be round, won't he, if he's not
he's probably coming to descend on Sunday.
No, I'm thinking I'm having him on Monday because she's going to have a hair permed.
Oh, sure.
You know at Weller in town?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they perm your hair, you know, there for £6.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, £6, and then it's £10 for the conditioner and the shampoo, so it's £16 in all.
Yeah.
And what it is, they have people in from salons to try the Weller products out.
Where's that one?
You know where Albert Square?
Yeah.
Well, it's in Brazenall Street. It's just on the right-hand side there. And we met a girl, and she'd had it done, and it was lovely.
Mm.
So Elaine's having hers done there. See how she goes on.
I
may go where.
I've booked to have mine cut and coloured a bit tomorrow, so where I usually go. So.
There's a new one opened in Park Road.
Yes, I believe.
Yes,
so, yeah,
it's next to Thornton's.
No,
it used to be the old post office. That's right, yes. Apparently she comes from Sale Moor.
Yeah, there was a leaflet put through the door at the weekend.
Yes. I asked Mr. knows it.
Yeah.
So I hope it's a success anyhow.
I suppose it could be quite handy for some of the pensioners, couldn't
That's
it?
Right.
Save them walking too far up the road if you want. Yeah.
See how it goes anyhow. I hope it's a success.
right,
Margaret.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow,
yes,
then.
Okay.
Okay,
see you. Bye-bye, Margaret. How's your husband?
He's doing fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. And you?
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, I have to be,
don't we? All us women have to be, don't we?
We're martyrs to ourselves.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Not listening to anything.
I'm doing a market research.
Oh, sure.
And I watch record everybody I talk to.
Oh, okay.
You see. So did you see Underwood last night?
Yeah, I saw the last 10 minutes of it. It was all right, wasn't it?
Did you see, you know, when that coloured boy, you know, the young coloured
boy? No, Guska. I didn't see that.
You know what he said? It was funny. He said, I'm sorry he's going, just when I just broke him in.
That's right.
They couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. I felt really sorry for him.
The old England team were making their own entertainment, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah. I thought it was jolly good. I did.
Oh,
that's good. Is Eddie alright?
Yeah, he's fine now, no problems. He's great, he's sleeping well.
Yeah, later he had a nightmare last night, didn't he?
Night before.
But he's doing well, actually. He's not had many of them now.
Good.
Can I use
your phone?
Yeah, of course. You won't say no, Kevin.
I'm coming over here.
is up with her? Will you tell me what is up with her? Well, she's got a face like thunder.
She's very happy tonight.
What's wrong with me? I'm all right. There's your leaflets on there.
Thank you.
Well, you're working hard today, going all around the stores looking for your microwaves and things.
Thank you, Dan. Trying to get you a better bargain.
Why are you being so aggressive? What's
wrong with you? I'm not being aggressive, Carl. You came in though and you seemed all agitated.
I was telling a video.
Is your car still on the road?
We've been working till.
I know. Is your car on the road?
No, I managed to squeeze it in.
Oh, did you? Good. That's all right then. Well, I thought we'd give him the money then, Dad. He owes me £1.69 for those tags. Nothing unites these two old parties more than their defence of our political system and their mutual self-interest in running it for themselves. There's something wrong with us, you know, it won't turn off. And Labour, it seems, would oh, so look a bit big. Have you got anything a bit smaller than that, please? Round about 280. Something like that, please. They're all there. That's lovely. That's very nice, thank you. Have you any, do you sell fish fingers?
Any?
Do you sell fish fingers at all? You don't?
Fish cakes.
Oh, I have some fish cakes. Are you here?
No, we don't.
Oh. Alright.
You don't sell fish fingers?
No, I didn't know whether you did or you didn't. No, I'm not sure. She wouldn't marry him, and so he's now got engaged to this woman. He's 47, he's never been married before, and this girl's been married, and she's divorced, so they're getting engaged. So, she'll be quite a good dude. I've forgotten where it's at now, though. What are you doing? Hey?
Oh,
what are you doing? My giddy aunt. Are you playing rugby this afternoon, Kevin?
Last league game.
Is
very,
it?
Very big game today.
Where's it at home?
If we win today, we get promotion.
Oh, do you? Hey, good.
I'll be extremely drunk later on.
Oh.
Very, very. Daddy's going to be drunk.
Drunk?
Daddy drunk.
And
sick.
And did Mummy shout?
Mummy's back.
Does she? Oh, dear. Daddy's naughty, is he? Oh.
A big crane.
Have you seen a big crane, have you? Have you seen a plane? How's your mum?
She's fine, mate.
Is she alright?
I've seen her for a while. She's been down to Birmingham to see our kid. Yeah. I haven't seen her for a week and a half now.
She should go back to work, Kevin.
She doesn't want to.
I don't blame her.
No intention, you know.
I don't. Oh dear, pick it up, my love.
Good boy.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
No, No, I don't think she will, to be honest with you.
Whatever blame, there's more to life.
That's it, I think that's what she's
realised. Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely. And she wants to see more of you, doesn't she, Emma? Don't blame her. My giddy aunt. My giddy aunt. You're a scallywag. What are you? I've got my cup of tea now.
Which one are you having,
is it
in here?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. I'll show you which one it is.
The first one?
That one.
That's me there. That's just me. That's me with hair.
Are you going to be with somebody like that?
I hope so.
With a bit of luck.
That's all right.
Excuse me.
I prefer them with a bit of dark in there.
But he said, the man said, and I don't know, we'll see what your reaction will be to this. He said to Carl, I think that you and your best man should have cravats and the rest ties. Because you should sort of stand out.
No, I thought you should have it all safe.
I do. You see, your dad does.
Yeah, I think every time I've been to a wedding, people in
the you do one or the other, you don't do both.
Yes, I think that too. Doing
we stood out because we had a different sort of flower on me and our kid.
Well, that's it. And they know anyway, don't they? They know the flaming. I don't know who the groom is.
What the hell are they doing there?
You know,
actually,
I can imagine it quite a lot
warmer.
It's pretty.
Have you tried it on yet?
I've not
seen it yet.
Oh, you've only seen it in
is
that.
It just sort of where have you got it fitted?
Macclesfield.
When?
I don't know.
He
said just go in any time and
it'll
get you.
It's a bit of pain, isn't it? All being that end.
I've got there to just.
I suppose, would it be...
So, as I stick out, what sort of shoes am I having?
He might even thought, had he?
Shoes?
Good shoes, right? We hired shoes as well, for
us.
Yeah.
He's a fool. I remember we went to Keith's wedding, didn't we, Kevin?
Derek. Yeah, Keith was in...
And Derek was part of the party, and he wore, like, hush puppy shoes. And on every single photograph, it just stands out.
I remember that.
Yeah, atrocious.
I remember that.
Absolutely.
I never forget that.
You like hush puppies?
Yes, they were. Yes.
Oh no, you have to have the same.
Nice, though, is it?
You have to have the right shoes.
Of course you do.
Yep.
I've been looking for Edward.
I've got no lace-ups, you see. I've got no lace-ups. You've got no lace-ups.
No, you don't know me. Some people say you should have slip-ons, but I couldn't get them in them, so...
Unless everybody has slip-ons.
Yeah, that's
it. You know, you can't have
someone slip-ons. That's the advantage of ours. Everyone looks like they're identical, because we hired everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Did we even hire shirts?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
did
yeah, because
Carl's
too long in the sleeve.
That's right, yeah.
Well, surely Carl will do the same, won't he?
Well, I think I'd have a shirt for
him
and all
that, yeah. But you need somebody who's got a slightly different shirt on and it stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do.
It
just
been
coming out of another one.
Have you been a good boy? Excuse me. Have you been a good boy? Yeah. You can't have a biscuit if you've been a good boy.
No. Okay. What? No, you've not been a good boy? Oh, well. Slowly getting there.
Good boy. You know you're a good boy. I love you.
So you're on the wallpaper at the moment, are you?
Yeah, isn't that wallpaper landing? Loads of wallpaper that we would have, but not for the bedroom. They're all very dark.
Oh, darling.
And I want a very light.
Where do you want sort of a traditional type paper?
I'm not really sure. I just want it very, very pale. Because then I can have any fabric, you see. I don't want to be limited to it's got to have a certain colour in the fabrics.
No.
And I want it very plain to show off the wood. Yeah. You know, if we have something too patterned or too dark, the wood won't.
Kevin, do you want a sugar?
Won't stand out.
Please, one.
No, said done, that's the main part of the bedroom. There's not going to be a lot seen, is there, with the wallpaper? Yeah. We did see one, a beige with like, what's it called, fleur de, whatever.
Fleur de lis.
Yeah, one of those. You know, quite...
It's embossed, isn't it?
Quite well spaced
out.
Oh, no.
You don't want an embossed one.
It was very nice, but it was like a marbled beige, and we felt it was going to be a bit dull, but I don't know, it's supposed to be very neutral. Because I want a beige carpet. I think your bedrooms have to be pale, they don't have to be white.
Mr. What?
I think your bedrooms have to be light. Pale. You've got a dark brown.
Yeah,
thank you.
Is that going to get like a triple?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got four of them.
That's one I got from Aldi's.
Yeah.
Not bad for £1 off, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they were selling them off cheap.
It's got four, there's four buds there, is it?
I didn't know if that was like one flower.
I thought it was only one flower, but one of those four of them.
Yeah, can it?
No, thanks. No, sure. It's too close.
Oh, yes, please. Well, they're nice, these.
Hey!
I don't eat after 10 o'clock, so it's not too long. Past my eating time.
I think I'll have to go and sit with my little lad. He's sat there.
No, no. In there.
No.
Come on.
Your mum reckons Frankie Howard's got AIDS.
It's
the word on the street.
This
is gone.
Where's the ring? Where's
it's
it gone?
In your hand.
It's in your hand.
He means it too.
Yes, I slept with Mummy again last night.
Gone.
It was like having a leech. What was it like, Kevin?
Gone.
It was like glued into my back. Kevin could have slept on the other side of the bed quite easily.
What's in your pocket?
And he woke up again in the middle of the night.
But where did Kevin go?
That's it. And have half an hour of sleep up there.
This is gone.
It's gone.
You have more than me. And when he wakes up this morning, bright as a lark.
The floor.
Hello.
Pardon, darling. The floor.
On the... Well, we're all looking like death.
Look, Edwin.
What are you shouting for?
He only puts them on the floor. He only puts them on the floor.
Are you to leave them there?
Just put them on the floor, then. Then you know where they are.
Let's have a look at them.
My heaven, that, isn't it?
He guards them for... Barm cake, don't you, sweetheart?
No, just looks at which one you're down in
next. Aren't you lovely?
Edward, what frightened you?
What?
The birdie?
The
birdie
in the window?
Did it?
Frightened
him
in the night. He had a nightmare, I think.
Oh, dear.
The nod. Yeah,
get out.
Get out, you said. Right. Don't you say, get out.
You didn't, you cried, didn't you? You cried. Cried. Did you? Oh, what a shame. That nasty bird. He does
actually,
like.
Mm.
Last night he got into bed with you and all his
faces
all puffed up and crying.
Oh, was it?
He couldn't keep his eyes open last night with them two.
No.
Neither. She was fast asleep and so was he.
I've got headache.
The problem is with him, he was halfway down your back, you know. It was under the covers.
I know, it was. The next
so
time
I was a bit
I
worried about him staying under the covers all night.
Well, it's last night. He woke up as so he was choking. He was swallowing his tongue or something.
On the table.
All right. Thank you.
On there.
Put it there.
So this afternoon, Ed, it's on the settee.
Push in the chest.
Get the old duvet over us.
You can't go and jump in on there.
Oh, Kevin, what was he like on that trampoline?
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Absolutely hysterical. I've moved it, you know. I've put it by the sideboard.
Pull the chair up there.
And he uses it now. All the time, yeah. He mustn't have liked where it was. He was going banana. What was he saying while he was bouncing?
Moon, was it?
No,
something else, wasn't it?
Wow.
Bubbles.
No, I can't remember. Bubbles.
Pardon, darling.
Bubbles.
Did you bounce yesterday?
You were bouncing last night, weren't you?
Bounced.
Would you? Bounce very high.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Did you touch the ceiling?
No.
You didn't touch the ceiling. Nearly, though.
So where's your engagement day tonight?
Where is it? Some hotel.
Oh, that was very good.
Well, we'll be with Iris and Ian. So
where were we taken?
Montauk.
Last one
that now. All gone after that.
No.
What
have
we got?
To white cook last wine glasses.
Just started to eat a big roll and realised he wasn't one of them.
That's the last one. And they were reduced half, well, from £31 to £14. So you couldn't be bit for that. No. So I'm going again because it's Sylvia's silver wedding on June the 6th, so I'll go get her some.
These
calls on the 30th of May.
We haven't got a weekend to spare.
What are you going to get Paul?
Don't know. Why?
Well, if you, all I was going to say is if you're going to get something like that, I mean, we would buy something.
Well, that's
that
fair enough, so I'll get one. Should we get, do you want to get something between us? Like if I saw a vase that was a little bit bigger and a bit more expensive than what your dad might want to buy. And then we'll do it between us.
You can do, yeah. Or I'll like I say, if you saw something where, I don't know, say it was two glasses, and then we could buy two as well.
Yes, yes. If
it made up a set.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Will they be back?
They didn't know how long they were going for.
I think they're
going back in time.
They're not going. Hello, darling. Hello, my love. What time is it?
Do you
know?
You do?
7:30.
We've
got to pick Barbara and Neville up.
No,
I'm waiting
on you. Yes, I'm going.
Oh,
I'll show you that letter, Arlene, that me, our Irene wrote.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I've already told you, because that's ashamed of it.
No more, Edward, no. That's your last one.
Yeah, take them away.
I will do now.
I was saying to Mum, it's a shame because you could have invited somebody else.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like Mum was
that's
saying, Margaret.
No, you that one.
Yeah, what
did
you do?
You've
not
now.
Invited her, then that would have been.
I don't want one.
It's a very awkward situation.
It's a bit of a stinker that she's not coming. I mean, what has she done that for?
Because that's her, you see.
She's stupid.
No. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. That's the sad
part. You've gone, I'm afraid.
Well, if that had been sort of, you know, when we're doing our wedding, you would have replaced them then, wouldn't you, with somebody? You would have left it, you would have done it early enough to say, oh, well, we can invite somebody else.
Yeah,
right. Do you know what I mean? Think, oh, well, we'll save money on two people.
No.
And what the hell's the cost of two people, Gary?
You got the caravan at Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well,
as if I said I was coming with Kevin, it wouldn't have been.
When would you be going? Do you know?
I think I'll go on the Friday.
You're going to go on the Friday? Yeah.
That would make a difference, would it? Because you could.
Why? Did you want to?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure what we're doing.
Oh, well, when are you going to be, Kev?
If Elaine and Edward's not there, I can do a lot of decorating.
See, he plays rugby on the Saturday, so Saturday's a waste of time anyway.
Yeah, I'll do some work at the house.
Well, Saturdays are wasted anyway. So I may as well have a Saturday at the back.
See, what we could do is you could go on the Friday and I could pick you up Saturday evening. Come straight after rugby. Or Sunday. It depends if you think you could last 2 nights without me.
No. That's 2 years without you, dear, don't worry.
Try that one day. No, we'd have to arrange a hire cop, things like that.
No, you wouldn't. I'd put him in the bed.
Would you?
Yeah. They're going to bed in a few months, isn't it? It's not even sure.
Is it a good time to try it?
Well, if he gets up, he'd have to sleep with me.
Mm. Oh, of course, you can't stay Saturday night, can you?
No, because of the dirty movies.
That's right, yeah.
Can't have bed watching then.
No.
Would you like that? What? Me at the van with you over Easter.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, of course.
So hey,
that's good, isn't it?
Of course
it would.
Is that
the quality of paper?
Is that disgraceful?
Just put it on a stamp.
Isn't that absolutely disgraceful?
The quality of paper.
Look at that, Kevin. I wouldn't have written one like that when I was at school.
about that. That's it.
What the hell must they think?
Well, that's it. She's trying. She's doing it to spite me, Elaine.
She's stupid.
Come.
Well, it's her loss. Yes, I'm coming in a moment.
No, leave Pancake alone.
That's right, isn't it, that? He's been trying to keep me head up and look out.
No, well, he's brought it home. It, I mean, at least no one else will see it.
I've seen it.
Oh,
I've
seen it, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there is.
Everybody else does it.
They received it.
Well, that's what I mean, they're the only ones that you don't want them to see it, really.
That is our Irene to a T. I could murder her. I could, honestly. She's the most... Oh, she's the most out there. She really is.
So when are you coming to the van then? Do you want us to take you?
Well, it depends. Well, it depends on what day you'll be going and what day Elaine will want to sort of stay for.
We're going on Friday. We're going on Friday.
Are you sure? Take you with us. Are you sure? She's going to do.
Gone.
Yeah.
And you should pick me up
Saturday
night. I can pick Saturday
or
Sunday, whichever's
best for you. See, Saturday, I can work Saturday morning, play rugby and then pick you up. Or I can do work Saturday morning. Play rugby, do Saturday afternoon, pick you up Sunday morning and stay for, say, Sunday, a couple of hours on Sunday.
We don't want you there.
Sunday, your traffic will be a damn sight lighter than Monday.
Well, yeah,
will
you
sleep in a bed?
Well, that's what I'm saying, I'll put me in a bed. If you won't sleep in a bed, you can sleep with me.
Well, you can have the double bed,
Elaine.
No.
No, you can put the two single beds
together. Yeah, put the two single beds
together. Of course you can't you?
Yeah. And then you can sleep on the outside. And he's wedged between me and you.
Get out. I can sleep on the outside and he can sleep against the wall. Have you ever tried sleeping in a bed with him?
No, there's no biscuit.
But where are you going to sleep if you don't sleep with
him? His arms and legs do that. Mr. Starfish.
Starfish.
Yeah. Well, wait.
It's just like... Well, I don't know yet. I mean, I could sleep in the lounge.
Oh, no, your dad stays up.
Well, I mean, we do have to watch his sleep.
Well, he can sleep in the lounge and us two will have the single bed.
No!
Well, he's got the double bed.
I can always have a doze in your bed. I can always sleep in the double bed. And then when Dad's coming to bed, I'll go in the lounge.
I won't wake you up when we get there.
I'd rather not sleep with him if I can avoid it, because I just don't get any sleep. Because it cuddles up to you, push it out of
the
bed.
Well, it'd be better in the single bed, then.
No, it'd be better if you still pushed the two together. Yeah. It'd roll out the single bed.
Yeah. The problem is, if you roll out, they're very high, aren't they?
No.
Oh, aren't they?
No.
Well, would he get on a single bed on his own?
We could put a sleeping bag along the side so he fell off. It's not a sleeping bag, so it's helpful.
That's right, yeah. You know what I'm saying is if he got off, he'd get back on again.
He could get out. He might just get out of bed and come back.
I can hire you a cop, you know. It's no problem.
No, it's got to go in a bed sooner.
Well, he'll be going in Carl, or you're having Carl's bed for him.
Yeah, no, it just means it's easier for you.
No, it makes no difference to me.
What do you want, Edwin?
Well, don't keep going with him. Just
great advantage now is you wouldn't need anything like a high chair. Or anything like that. Might just need a few cushions at the table, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
This is a tight for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm
in the garden.
Sounds like a Lynx helicopter landing there, doesn't it?
No.
Put loads of naughty words on your mum's tape.
Yeah. Is it still running?
Yes.
I thought it finished.
No, it's not. Got to do it on.
Alright, quite a bit left on it. Oh, what a load of ollocks.
Don't say that.
Didn't say anything rude. But I heard the See, it's up to you. I mean, I say, you can either go on Friday.
Oh, we've been talking about
what? Talking about what?
You're talking about the movies that you watch.
We'll get rested in about a week, so
I'll be down now.
We're going for a meal next Friday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Good. I'm on call.
No, we're not. We're going to the quiz night.
Oh, no, we're not going for me next Friday.
Aren't we?
No, I thought it was next Tuesday.
Yeah, go next Tuesday then, Next Tuesday, what about?
Because I suggested next Friday.
Tuesday, alright.
Oh, yeah.
Just go for a pint in the Lee Arms. Yeah.
You're not going in the Lee Arms.
I've never been
to
Lee Arms in your life.
Go for a pint,
that's fine. You're not going again, I don't think.
I'd never been in my life, I wouldn't there.
Have you been in Ivanhoe?
Rough.
It's rough.
You have to have a fight.
Makes the book vault.
But you have to have a fight to get in.
That's right, it's like the Greyhound. The Greyhound shut now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we can go to the temple, just down the road, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Just go for a pint and then go for a monster curry.
Yeah.
And get a doggy bag for an LA.
No,
a
doggy bag.
I'm trying to think what else you need to take for it. I mean, like, do you take a lot of stuff every time you go at the van?
No.
So you get the pram and the boo okay?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Very little take, maybe, because that's all. A bit of food.
That's the advantage when we had the estate, wasn't it? You had the high chair, the pram, the bait, the cot.
Oh,
everything.
Need it now, do
you? No. Be good, actually, if he does sleep in the bed, because then we could go in the summer.
Yeah, you just let me try it out.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a shame you can't get something, you know, to prop it, to, like an L-shaped piece of wood.
Yeah, no. What's slip under it? The bed. Ask them. Carol's got a bed thing. You know, that you clip off to the side of your bed to stop them rolling out.
Really?
Carol's
got one, should have nothing. Really? Still a bad one, I think.
Yeah, it's just like a piece of mesh, isn't it? At the side, that clips on the side, it just means if they do roll towards the edge, it stops them. I mean, they could get over it, and they could get round it that way and that way, but it just stops them in
the
sleep.
There, yeah.
I'll ask her, remind me to ask.
So what will you do? Will you sleep with mother then?
Help me out!
I don't sleep with you, woman.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can't fly.
Well, you know those. You know, turn to the lounge, you're sleeping in bed, don't you?
Oh, I can sleep in the lounge.
On Friday night.